Hello, everyone. This is Alexia with... Who's here?
Antonio.
Oh, wait.
Our mics are not on.
Hello. Oh, Antonio.
And Megan.
Hello.
I don't think Megan's a mic.
And this is Matter of Fact, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. How do you guys feel?
It's that time of year where everybody and their mom gets sick, including me, if you can't tell.
Oh, gosh. I'm sitting right next to you, too. It's crazy.
Yes.
Everyone is sick. You listen, you come to our house, you're just like...
That's true. I'm asking for it.
I'm sorry.
Also, I just gave you gummies, like Haribo's gummies. Sorry, not to sponsor, but you know, that's what it is.
Mia is not here today, unfortunately.
Yeah, Mia is at a concert. Shout out to Mia. She's not listening, though, probably, because she's at a concert. Mm-hmm. But besides that, it's just us. Charlie should be joining us a little bit later. Today, we're just having a chill day. No theme.
Well,
technically there is a theme, but it's not something that anybody would guess. But we won't say what it is yet.
Yeah, well, kind of a theme.
Why not?
Okay, sure. Megan and I will, since Megan is training today, I'm training her. This is our second half of her training. She'll be working the board, second half of the show today. So stick around till about 9:30 and Megan will be on the board.
Or you could just like turn off the radio at 9:30.
No, we need her to have an audience.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As your DJ debut.
Come on, it's
But our theme is music that we listened to in like early high school, late middle school, because I've been feeling really nostalgic lately, you know. Megan and I went to high school together, if you didn't know, and now we're living together.
Go Pioneers.
Go Linfield Pioneers.
Love that town to death, man.
What a wonderful town. But
what a place.
Speaking of which, nostalgic songs. We just heard No More Like That by Iafwan, which is just the opening song for Matter of Fact. And then we're listening to 15 on a Skateboard by Diners. And then coming up is Song 3 by Innerwave. Then Like Acid Rain by Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Then Keep Cool by Winona Forever. And then we're going to have a little talking break. Is there anything else anybody has to say before we move on to the next songs?
I guess just that... The first half is all of Alexia's.
Yeah, the first half is mine, and then I will announce when we're transitioning over.
In case you guys care.
Yes.
Which I'm sure everyone cares.
Everybody's just on the edge of their seats.
Yeah.
All right, see you guys in a bit.
The point in telling you why.
Antonio, it's about that time.
When visiting a national park, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products, such as toothpaste, in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online about at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and the radio station. We care about bears. And you.
Thank you so much for that reading. It was really moving.
Just a side note, my granddad actually, like, he fended off a bear once when my mom was young. She was in a tent with, like, her whole family, and there's, like, six of them. Mm. And there was a bear outside of their tent, and he just, like, had a stick and was, like, fending off the bear. Anyways.
That's so strangely relevant.
Isn't it?
So it's talking about our childhoods.
Mm. Anyways.
We should talk about... Megan and I want to talk about our first impressions of each other and, like, how we first met.
Yes. Okay.
You go first?
Okay, well, I know we met before this, but my first, like, real memory of you is in our 8th grade English class with Mrs. Kane, because we sat next to each other.
We did sit next to each other.
And you had big curly hair and red glasses?
Yes, I did have red glasses.
Wow. Yes. And I remember thinking that you were kind of quiet, which is kind of funny now knowing you.
So we're receiving a phone call, actually.
Well, it's the right time for that, though.
No, it's fine. We can do it.
Maybe it's someone from our high school.
Hello? It's Charlie!
Oh, it's Charlie.
Charlie, can I... Hold on.
Oh. Charlie, speak.
Speak, Char.
Speak.
I can't hear him.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, we might need Charlie, who's
Hello? Wait, how do I put you on air?
I don't even know if I can hear Alexi anymore.
I can't.
Oh.
Wait, speak now.
Not working. I think we need Charlie to be here to answer the phones.
Can I still tell you guys my bear story?
Yeah, tell the story. You're on air. Tell the bear story. Charlie's on air talking about the bears.
So one time when I was about 5 or 6, my family and I were camping down in Shenandoah National Park. And there's bears down there. Like, you'd see them across the field or something. And one day we went out for a hike, and you weren't supposed to leave anything out. And we left out toothpaste on our picnic table, and a bear came and ate it, and we got a fine, like $25.
Well, it's the bear's
But you didn't get attacked?
Fault.
No.
Like, you were fine.
Ate our toothpaste.
He just wanted the toothpaste.
But he'll never see that $25 again.
No, but how did anybody know that the bear ate the toothpaste? Did you report it?
It was right in the middle of camp, and someone saw it.
Snitches.
You have to put the toothpaste in the trees. Isn't that what they tell you to do?
Yeah, you have to put it in a bag and then hoist it up in a tree.
Yep.
So they don't try to get it.
We were supposed to put everything in our car.
That also makes sense.
Toothpaste, the one thing.
But if you're, like, backpacking, there's no way to put it in your car. So you have to put it up a tree.
Yeah, then you have to put it in a tree. Mm. I've had to do that, too.
Did you see the bear, or did you just see, like, or hear about the bear?
Well, we learned about it from getting a fine.
That's no fun.
It's pretty funny.
Good story, Charlie.
I am
Thank you.
On my way to the radio station, guys.
Charlie, we'll see you so soon.
Yeah, keep listening. I got some cool records I'm going to spin tonight. I got a pink one and a blue one.
That's amazing. I'm so excited, Charlie.
Wow.
Awesome.
We'll see you soon.
I'll be there in
10 minutes.
Okay.
All right, soon.
Bye, Charlie.
Adios.
All right.
Good job figuring that out. Proud of you.
Yeah, I figured out the phone. But we're at the end of this talk break. So next talk break, we're going to have to talk about high school instead. But right now we're listening to Baby You're Out by Mac DeMarco. We just listened to You Are the Right One by Sports. Next up is Home by Vacations, then Double L by Club Kuru. then Dreams Via Memories by Ceramic Animal, and then we're going to have our final talk break before Megan goes on. So we will see you guys in a bit.
See ya.
Sunshine through my windows.
Hello. Hey. What's up?
What's up?
Before we were rudely interrupted by Charlie calling in to talk about Bears, calling into the station because he was so excited to talk about Bears.
When he literally has a show in like half an hour. Just kidding. We love you, Charlie.
Love you, Charlie. We were talking about our experience in high school and sort of our first impressions of each other and Miss Kane in middle school.
Miss Kane, if you're listening, shout
Miss Kane, if you're listening, who else did we sit with? Dylan Poole, if you're listening.
Elisa Styler. You know what? Dylan Poole, oh my god, he called me a liability. And I was like,
What a wow. What a strange.
Yeah, and our teacher heard and was like,
during class? No,
yes. Yes, during class. And I was like,
about what? Like a group project or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Boo.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Boo.
What an insult.
My first impression of you was at a sleepover at our mutual friend's house back then. Not anymore, obviously. Oh. I saw that you were tall and that you played a lot of sports, and I was kind of intimidated by you because you were so good at basketball and Foursquare, and I was so bad.
Foursquare?
And that's all we would play. Literally all we did the whole sleepover was play Foursquare and basketball. Hi, Charlie. And I was like, oh, she's gay.
No chance you thought that at that time.
I did.
Also, if anyone is listening that I haven't come out to, there's that. So yeah, I was good at Foursquare, apparently. I don't remember.
You were the goat at any sport you played, and I was
so intimidated.
And then we weren't friends until like junior year and sophomore year of high school.
We took a little break, not because of any like
we just weren't animosity. Running in the same circles.
Yeah,
we weren't like close in middle school, and then we became friends, and then we would play Minecraft together every night
during COVID,
and you know, we lasted,
you know. I don't know if anyone else used House Party, the app,
but yeah, like, we literally House Party,
like, built our friendship on House Party, and then we were like, should we like hang out in person, or is
we're like no, nah, that's weird.
And then we had an epic meetup.
We literally had epic meetup, and we haven't stayed away from each other since. Mm.
That's not true. We went to different. We still go to different colleges.
Yeah, we so started off. Apart. We started off in different different colleges, but like our friendship never like change or any. I mean, like, we just didn't see each other as much. No, and you know,
that makes sense.
We started our lives separately, and then like this past year, Mia and I and Charlie needed another person to sign a lease with, and I was like, Megan, do you want to live with us? I didn't know if you would want to commute that far to Endicott, but she does it.
Exposed.
Yeah, she does it.
We still don't go to the same college. I feel like
we still don't, but it feels like we do because we do a lot of things together. We have we have the same friends. She's doing radio. Megan's doing radio.
Yeah, I know of a lot of Tufts people, but they don't know me, which is
funny.
Interesting.
Honestly,
but
a good
no, it's great.
And speaking of training, I have to show Megan how to switch over between songs. And the way that I'm going to do that is we're going to stop our talk break, and Megan's going to hop on. We're going to switch places, and we'll come back with Megan on the board, and then the rest of us are going to be in the chairs across from Megan.
Wow.
Charlie, and she will have here a whole audience. And Charlie's here now, and he will have a show.
But I have a show.
Yeah, he'll have a show at 10, so he'll have time to talk, and then he'll be training a bunch of people. So,
hopefully
they show up. Yeah, so I'm gonna let the song finish. We're gonna go off air, but we are listening to Marcel by Hers. We just heard Hawaiian Boy by Triathlon, then Dreams Via Memories by Ceramic Animal, and then coming up, we're gonna hear Dissolve by Abso Facto, and then we're gonna have our Megan's first talk break where she can introduce her upcoming songs. So I will see you guys in a bit. Megan will see you guys in a bit.
Oh, yeah.
right. Just having what I believe in. You heat me like a filament. Anytime you're in the room, but you burn me and I'm smoking. I just wanted you to watch me dissolve. Smoking all month long, like you're someone I believe in. Am I on the elaborate? Someone you can test things on. This isn't what I signed up for. I just wanted you to. I just wanted you to watch me dissolve.
Hello.
Hello?
Oh?
Turn on their mics.
Hello? What's up, Megan?
Hi, I'm on the board, guys.
Oh my gosh.
I know this is very strange, so bear with me if I make any mistakes, but I'm trying my best. Does that sound good?
Oh, it sounds great.
I'm just adjusting the volume of my headphones.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You guys got it.
So I'm trying to make it not too loud, not too quiet. Because if it goes too quiet, it goes out in one ear for some reason.
Yeah, you don't want that. Thank you to everyone listening right now.
How many do we have?
How do I check that?
There should be a favorite link that says Shoutcast.
Shoutcast. Is it stream one?
It's the one that we're on right now.
Oh, just refresh this page.
You're already on the tab. You just have to refresh the page.
Oh, okay. So which one do I look at, though?
I'll tell you. 23.
23?
What?
23 wow.
This is crazy.
We lost two, unfortunately.
I just want to applaud Megan. She seems to have it in the bag already. Incredible.
That might be a bit of a stretch, but thank you. I appreciate it. So now
we are going to be listening to some of the songs that I listened to in high school, which are going to be a little embarrassing, not going to lie. because, you know, in high school, you're still figuring out your tastes and, you know, your identity. Yeah, literally everything. Still figuring that out now, but I think I've got it down a bit more. Anything else you want to talk about?
In high school, I once had a teacher who threw a water bottle at me.
Oh, no.
And then told me I was going to get diabetes.
Okay, well, they should probably be fired. What was the basis of that?
At the school.
Oh, it was a sub.
Yeah.
Dude, subs are...
Long-term sub. I'm not gonna... Former full-time teacher, who I also had as a full-time teacher. I had her 2 years in a row.
Why did she say that you were going to get diabetes, though?
I'll tell you guys later.
Yeah,
it was actually entirely reasonable. But the water bottle, wow. I got like a full water bottle thrown at me by a teacher.
No, that's just not okay in the slightest.
Not great.
Didn't someone throw a clock?
Someone threw a clock?
In our elementary school.
In our elementary school. Well, that's different because it's elementary school.
Guys.
No, it was a chair. My kindergarten teacher threw a chair, but it wasn't at anybody, but still
guys,
not cool.
My teacher threw a table.
How do you pick up a table?
A freaking desk. I'm not trying to like sensationalize and be like, oh no, they threw a desk. Like they threw a desk. Yeah, it wasn't at anyone, but I'm like, I don't know why they did that, but it's pretty hilarious. And they got in like no trouble for it. Elementary school too.
Crazy. Yeah, that's really concerning. I don't know why we all have experiences like these. That's
the schooling system's something, eh?
I mean, yeah in LA.
Yeah, that's right.
I am training, yes. I'm being told what to say right now, I'm not gonna lie.
What we're gonna do now being is the controlled. Next song is coming
set
on.
Set her free,
okay.
Alexia.
Set me free, free me.
Alright, the song's free, over, free so the talk break's over. So now you can shut our mics off and say bye.
Okay,
yeah,
so I'm going to now
silence the
shut
gallery.
The mics
that's right.
off
oh, no,
and
don't
say
shut
bye.
Us off. Bye.
Bye everyone, see you in a bit.
Yellow tinted lenses in a pink gelato. Falling out the window, hit me back tomorrow. Will always be the one tough fact to follow. Cause we aiming for the stars with a pointing hollow. Feeling these songs, mocking jokes and cuddles. Started this job selling rocks and idols. Cause they only swipe right if you fuck for follows. Welcome to the days of the broken shadow. But if we just smoke. Like a broken promise. In it for the monetary growth of power. But we divided at the bottom of this whiskey sour. So leave it on the table if you happen to bother. Tell me if you mean it, baby, who's the father? Of a land we can fight and conquer. You were showing me the meaning of a losing offer. But if we just spoke.
Waiting on your badges by the phone. I might be headed in the opposite direction, but I'd love to drive you home. Oh, I'm in trouble now. Come kiss me black and blue. My last another round, but I'm bound to fall for you. Just know I love it now. I'm bound to fall for you. I want you filling my lungs and pulling me under. Tip of my tongue is making me wonder. Filling my lungs and pulling me under. I think you're gonna change my plans with those emerald eyes, and you don't even understand just how far I dive.
Hello, we're back.
Hey guys,
what's up?
You know, I wanted to give a shout out to my mom and my sister Kelly who are listening. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot to me. And also, shout out to my mom, because earlier this week, I guess on Sunday, I went to the emergency room because, LOL, because my rib was hurting and I was like, huh, that's kind of strange, right? I was trying to sleep and I couldn't sleep because it was really painful. And my mom, I told my mom, and she immediately was like, oh my god, no. I think broke every traffic law to get to my house to drive me. And apparently, there's a thing called slipped rib syndrome, where your rib can get out of place. And that's what happened.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Me neither.
Did they tell you how long it was going to take for you to heal?
Like a couple of weeks, but really it's just like heat and ice and pain relief, which kind of sucks, but we're doing better.
That's good.
In that front, I guess. But yeah, thank you, Mom, for driving me. You're the goat.
That's so funny. I've never heard of that, but that's...
Yeah, me neither.
I'm glad you know now.
At least it wasn't a fracture, because...
That's right. That's
the only thing I can attribute it to is trying to learn how to do the worm, which that would be pretty embarrassing. And my mom also has banned me from doing the worm.
No, you told her?
No, not the worm.
Well, of course, I tell her, like... I tell her a lot, so she's
Okay, well, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah, we're close like that, you know.
Like, what'd you do last night? I was doing the worm.
Well, you know, it's like, what's your life update? I'm learning how to do the worm.
That's true. Obviously. That's fair.
Anyways, how was the start of your guys' week?
What did I even do this week? Oh, well, today was my... I don't have classes on Monday, so Tuesdays are my first day of classes. And I'd say they went pretty well. The fire alarm went off because we have class in the chem building.
Yeah, me and you do.
And we smelt something a little suspicious, a little funky, a little fishy.
It smelled like suspicious stew, you know?
Literally from Minecraft.
From Minecraft, yeah.
So we were sussed out, but we got to miss 10 minutes of class, which was awesome.
But there was an actual fire? It wasn't like a drill or anything?
No, no.
I don't think it was a drill. I think there was an actual fire. Because we smelled chemicals and we were in the chem building, so something probably happened in the chem lab.
But
it's contained, so it's like whatever.
I think they had just water sprinklers in there and they just put it out.
Water sprinklers? Whoever was in that classroom got wrecked. Wow.
Whoever was in that classroom had to use the overhead shower in the eyewash station.
Wait, didn't that happen in high school?
Did it?
I think there was one time in biology where someone like...
pulled a shower?
Dude.
Yeah.
Those things get so dirty. Have you seen people? They have to test those per month. And if they don't, they get like dirt in
them. Yeah, I've seen like rusty ones.
Yeah, dude, they're nasty.
How much longer do we have of this? Because we have to do the outro.
About like a little less than a minute.
Okay. What song are we listening to and what are we listening to next?
We're listening to Dope on a Rope by The Growlers. And then next, the last song is Brazil by Declan McKenna.
Awesome. Megan, you're doing such a great job.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Up next is Charlie's show.
Yes, Zen.
Or the skill to catch a vibe. And he has some trainees as well. And because this song is ending, we're going to have one more song after this. But... Megan, would you like to do the honors of reading the little white piece of paper? This
is... Should I say your show?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Megan. We're listening to Alexia and Mia, who's not here. Matter of fact, 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes.
That's it.
And then you do that at the beginning of every hour and the end of every hour with 5 minutes to spare every time.
Alrighty.
So, next song.
Next song.
See you guys in a little bit on Charlie's show.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Still, don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? I want.